Welcome to Inside the Blue Zone. My name is Damian Harfield, and we're back with Boys Varsity Soccer. So, first and foremost, let's introduce y'all.
Yo, my name is Miguel Vega.
What's up? My name is Joshua Amala.
My name is Lorenzo Valenzuela.
My name is Joseph Rosas.
And I'm Pedro Guzman.
Okay, so y'all are now CAF champs. Y'all just recently won a ring. Explain how that felt and how that led up to it.
The feeling is amazing, you know, having a goal and having it for multiple years and knowing this is the last thing that you need to do in order to really fill your legacy here at Central. And it was just an amazing feeling, you know, when that final whistle blew and we knew that we're CIF champions and we're going to hang a banner.
Yeah, especially for me, as I did score a goal when I did that play and running in behind and tapping it in. And the feeling that I got was just amazing. And then after the whistle blew, obviously we were all excited and it was just a great feeling. But I know someone that couldn't believe it, and it was Pedro. So, Pedro, how do you feel?
I feel great about the win. What was crazier is that we did not concede a single goal like the whole tournament, and that was like pretty crazy. And it's just gonna like, I mean, I think it might bring attention to the team that we're gonna be playing in state, like knowing that we scored how much? 16? 16 goals, and yeah, zero conceded.
Yeah, I mean, that whole CIF campaign was amazing. The way we played was just another level. And honestly, big props to our defense and our offense as well. Just doing everything to get that ring, that goal that we set in the beginning of the year. And honestly, not even the beginning of the year, since our season ended last year, we manifested that we're going to be in that CIF final, and we did. So it was just a huge accomplishment for us. And yeah, just big props to our coaching staff and our whole team for just continuing that goal and just completing it, you know, getting that road to glory.
Coming out of IVL, like, we're just like dominating these teams, but then we also had some struggles and we knew how to fix it leading into CIF. And I feel like that IVL season was like the peak of it. Like, that's where we knew, like, we're going to win CIF, because, you know, we came back from an 0-3 loss to Calexico, and then we 3-1 them. So then we head into CIF, and our first game we go 6-0, and we were feeling confident to, like, keep going. And then we got a team that we barely beat them 2-0 in a final to win, beating them 5-0 in CIF quarterfinals. And that's when we knew, like, yo, we got this. Like, we just got to give it our all, you know, stay locked in and, you know, finish our job.
Nah, another crazy game was in league, the Brawley game. We were down 3-1. And then, yeah, and then we came back 4-3. And, I mean, that was pretty crazy. And then that just shows, like, our perseverance and our, like, determination, I guess, to get the win.
Yeah, and then, obviously, since we won on Friday, we have an upcoming game versus Dominguez Hills, the guys from Compton, you know, C-Town. All right. So we got to get ready for that later today. And Lorenzo has a few words for them.
No, I feel like this is going to be a real test to what kind of team we really are. I know during IVL, we had some really tough games, and we were able to push through. And I think we're an even better team when we're down. I know it's always good to be up, but I think even when you get scored on, we have a certain mindset, you know, and the switch flips, you know, and we're able to just, like, score goals right then and there. And that's what happened in Brawley, and that's what happened in Calexico too, where they scored one goal, and we came back and we scored three. And I think that just shows how our team's great at battling through adversity.
All right, so, well, the team we play, Dominguez, they're from Compton, and they had a game yesterday versus Desert Mirage. And that team's a D5 team from the Southern Section. And, you know, we're not going to look at it as, like, what they got. We're just going to play, like, every game's a final so we could win this new tournament, you know, go on maybe nationally and see what we got.
Yeah, like, at this point where we're at right now, after winning league, going preseason, just losing one game the whole preseason, and our record right now, insane record, by the way. It just shows how class our team is. But at this point the season, all our bodies are tired. Our bodies are declining. It's been a lot of games, a lot of injuries, but we're just persevering through it and just showing these younger guys that how bad we want it. Because us as the seniors, we have to set the tone on the field and set the example and lead the way for them. And especially if we want to win this new state regionals. So, yeah. Joseph, do you have anything to add on to what's happening right now?
Well, nothing really. I know we have the players. I know we have the coaches. I know we have the family, the staff, everyone supporting us. But it's just all on us. And whether or not we're tired or not, we have three more games, these three games to win this new tournament. So it's all on us. And obviously with my teammates, including the one right next to me, Mr. Pedro, who's mine, I have confidence in him and my whole defense back to keep our shutout, especially Josh and Lorenzo, my captain, to keep that shutout, zero goals. And also a stat that I saw with our attacking, me, Joseph, and Angel, and Michelle, us three, we have only us three, we have combined 76 goals in this one season. So I find that pretty amazing. And then obviously not that many conceded from our defense, but just us three as people. It's pretty crazy. What about you, Pedro? What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, that's a crazy stat. I think last year we had like maybe, how much, 60, 50?
Yeah, I think we had like 50.
Yeah, this year we're doing pretty good, and we just got to keep it going, I guess. But I was just looking on Max Preps that we're like, we're doing pretty good on there. Even like on paper, it looks good. So that's just like more motivation to just keep on going and just get another title or another banner to put up in the gym.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, this whole CIF campaign, we put Miguel, which is playing left back the whole season. We put that dude at right winger against, who was he, Granite Hills? Or Francis Parker. And he went in and scored two goals. So that just shows that we have the weapons in our team to use anywhere. Like any given guy, any given day, it can be their game, you know? Just, yeah, and then that CIF final, it was a surreal moment. It was a glorious moment for us and the team because, honestly, we all shed a little bit of tears just to let go of that joy that we had inside of us. And honestly, this whole year, we've been leaning not only on our coaches and the brotherhood that we built in this team, but also on God. And just we set from the beginning of the season just trusting God and trusting his plan and what he wants to do with our team. And he's blessed us with so much. So yeah, that's the foundation of our team, just believing in God and trusting in him.
Wait, so Josh, which ring was easier to get, ours or the other one?
My ring in Imperial or here?
Yeah.
Honestly, this team was insane.
Yeah.
Like, no diss to the ring in Imperial. Like, that was a good team too, but that was D5, you know? But this team this year, we've just been dominating, and just the weapons we have on this team is just insane. Our offensive firepower and our defensive castle that we have in the back, just conceding zero goals the whole CIF, mm-hmm. It's just been insane. That's unheard of.
Not a crazy stat, though. What's his name? Craig told us, Mr. Lyon. He was like...
Mr. Craig Lyon?
Yeah, Mr. Craig Lyon. Roar.
Roar?
He was he said that no Valley team has won a state game, but there's one that has hosted one, but they didn't win it.
Hoville was the one that hosted it, but this is the first time any team in El Centro has hosted a state regional playoff game.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we'll hopefully win tonight. Yeah, that's the goal tonight. Just a fresh mindset, fresh the mind treats the body. So when you're in the field and you're tired, it's all mental from there. So just hoping to pull through today and just hopefully get another banner for the gym and just show everyone who Central is.
And then two other teams made the championship game, but they didn't come out on top. So all the other teams are just out of it. So we're going to have a lot of people in the stands, and hopefully it's going to be the most packed game.
Putting off in Imperial Valley now.
No, I feel like this run was just really amazing, you know. We set an example. We set a high bar for these young guys. We have seven freshmen on the team, and they stayed with it the whole season. And they have three more years to look forward to. And I just feel like it's an even greater feeling as seniors to win a CIF ring.
Can we just talk about how Santi and Yano have been playing this whole CIF? They've been playing, as Garcia calls them, big boys.
Yeah.
They've been insane, like just... Sometimes we look at them and we depend on them to do their job, and they provide and more. You know, Santi just giving those playing like De Bruyne.
Yeah, break sitting. He's getting slide tackles. I mean, Santi is just an absolute beast in the midfield.
Yano in the back, just not letting anything happen, just doing his job. Garcia says that he goes unnoticed in games, and we notice as soccer players, and that's just huge props to him. And,
those guys can ball.
I'm going to sound repetitive, but our team's insane. Like,
yeah.
So much star power.
Yeah, those young guys, they can ball out. And I want to give a shout out to Yvonne and Lionel because they stepped up in the final too.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
They played, Yvonne was playing out of position. Yvonne's a right back, and they put him at right winger just because we needed a sub. And Lionel did his thing, you know, and he was doing a lot of work up there, keeping the intensity up in the defensive end for us to keep winning the balls and getting the ball to Michelle and Joseph.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those guys are really, they're really big boys, and they're playing varsity. They're about to play a state game too, so that's amazing.
All right, and that's going to conclude the podcast. I want to thank all of y'all, and I wish the best of luck for all y'all.